To catch him, singles, one hit off of Stafford in the third inning. He's up now and fouls the pitch back. Strike one. The bulletin on the scoreboard. Marish, 61 homers, breaks Root's 1927 record for a season. Nixon, left-hand batter, fouls the change of first back. Strike two. Coaching down at third, Billy Herman, the regular third base coach, was excused for driving home to Florida. He left yesterday morning. Old Kickapoo, Rudy York, coaching down at third. It was 1-0. Roger Maris Low outside, ball one. The thing I enjoyed about the home run, of course, from the great enjoyment. So that puts the tying run at third base is two outs. Both hits off Stafford of ours at catcher Nixon. But to go back to Solid in the first inning, got Maris to hit it an outside fastball, and he hit a long fly ball to left field. And he rarely hits that way. He usually pulls. And then he gave him an outside fastball as the first pitch to start him off in the fourth inning. And Maris laid off of it. Then he gave him a low outside curve, and he laid off that. Then he came in for the strike zone. After all, he's behind 2-0 in a no-score game, and Maris had his pitch short, and he knew what to do with it and did. Here comes the Green, taking a pitch high outside, ball one. I doubt if Mr. Green gets anything fat to swing at because he is hitting eighth in the list. Tying runs to third, two men are out, and the pitcher is to follow. And I'm certain Mr. Stafford is more aware of it than I am. There's a pitch on the outside wide, ball two. You know, something else may have happened in the first inning when Solid got Maris out. He said to himself, I think I can get him out. After all, Mon Bouquet got him out. There's a curve for a call strike on the inside on the hand. Friday night. And Paul got him out yesterday. Outside for ball three. Green one. Outside ball four. Green walk. If he had swung at four of the pitches, he'd have had to step on the plate, and if he'd swung at the other, he'd have had to hit it off of his feet. So, base on ball given up by Stafford. And here is Solid coming up to the plate. And is getting a hand from the fans. He probably is going to get a telegram from an old pitcher named Tom Zachary. Zachary was a pitcher that Rook hit his 60th off of, and Zachary might... I just send him a wire and say, son, I know how you feel. They remember me a long time for throwing the pitch that Ruth hit his last one on in 27, and they remember you now. You got it made. No balls, one strike. Stafford said, runners at first and third, deliver, the serve swung on, trickle foul, and it is strike two. One to nothing. Maris is 61st. Sums it up. Stafford wants to work with another baseball. I think he has something else in mind, too, because he stood out there on the mound a long time. He's got two strikes on this pitcher. And then he wants another ball, and he's walking around rubbing it now. And he's letting Solid stand up there and think a little bit. Now Stafford is ready. Delivers an inside curve. Close to the head. Ball one. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Two pitch, curve low outside, ball two. The count is the same as Stafford's number, two and two. In fact, Bill's got a pretty apt number for a pitch to happen. And Howard's got a pretty good one for a catcher. Three and two. A 2-2 pitch, a curve, pawn, and miss. That's done him in. That's all for the bid. Seven strikeouts for Stafford. Nobody's throwing in the Yankee bullpen, so he may go another inning. Of course, they got time to get somebody ready if they want to change. No runs, one hit, two left. And Sal Durante, 19 years old of Coney Island, caught the 61st home run, and he's entitled to $5,000 and two free trips to the Pacific Coast, and I don't know what else, because now the score at the end of 4.5, New York 1 and Boston nothing. Elston Howard, first up now in the last of the fifth inning, and he's got a fine average, 3.48. Well, I can do a little rooting for him the year he's had. I'd love to see him pick up a couple of hits and have that shiny round 350 mark. He's been in the slump this week, but he sure wasn't when the ball got the run for that center. Swings above a sinker. Change of pace, a good downer. One ball, two strikes. Out at a long fly ball to center in the second inning. Go outside, ball two. When Durante caught the ball, there's no questions about who had it, but it was there. He ran tearing back up the ramp. I guess he took the witnesses with him, or some went with him, I don't know. But I was talking with some of the fellows in the press room before the game, and I said, well, if I were out there and I caught it, I don't know what I'd do. I'd run right out on the playing field, make no mistake about who's got it and where it is. As a down ball hits the short, pumps the gain up with it, and Howard is out. Ronald's leaning in, one-handed. One up, one away. Back to the fifth. Now we have Bill Cowan. Tracy Stollard, who didn't get a decision until the 6th of August. He's been coming right along. Red Sox is trying big on him from the future. An inside fastball. Foul kick. Strike one. I bet you Darryl Johnson, the Cincinnati catcher, leaned over and said to O'Toole and Gray, the starting pitchers in the first few games, and Harris hit that ball and said, well, you see what not to throw him. Inside. Let up. Ball one. One and one. Petty pushing down to third. Wally Moses pushing in first. Pitch. Curve. I left the microphone. It looks like he's going to come out of here with Engineer Cooper and the old trapper, but it fell just short. We will conclude the sentence. A curve. Foul back. Strike two. I'm not Ken Rizzuto. He tries to catch him, because I guess after all these years of playing, that's an instinct. Cassette is a tough man to get a baseball from, but if I really need it, I think I'll take my chances on Frank rather than trying to catch one at him. Two balls, two strikes. This is another way of getting a baseball, you know. I often wonder why people in the stands who go fighting for them don't remember. You can go buy one. Well, that's something in the store. Curve, go outside, ball three. But, of course, that's not a baseball like the one you get at the ballpark. Three balls, two strikes, one out, last to the fifth. 1-0 ball game on Maris's 61st. Goes after a curve, fouled it in the ground. Still 3-2. Bill Cinnamon, one of the new crop of umpires in the American League, has the duty back at the plate today. Gone Saturday. Established umpire down at first. Same for Holman Chick at second. And a brand shiny new umpire, Al Salerno. This is his second series. They brought him in from the Pacific Coast League. He's down at third. Worked this week. There's another curve fouled in today. Still 3-2. Two strikes. right-handed delivers, and Cowan strikes out. That appeared to be a slider around the knee. That's the third strikeout for Texas Solid. The Red Sox infield is old Pistol Pete Reynolds at first, the amazing young rookie second baseman. Red Sox are just delighted with him. Chuck Schilling shuts up the Clemson Green. And the third baseman is by now the veteran on the ball side, I'd say, Frank Malzone. Out in left field, another fine rookie. Learned the strike zone the latter half of the season. Paul Yastrzemski also started pulling. He started out as a dead left field hitter. Center fielder Gary Geiger, right fielder Luke Fenton. 3-4 here, 6 past 4, high inside, ball 1. Fenton leaning against the right field stands. Portoya is bid for a home run in the third inning. Curve inside, and it is ball 2. 2-0. Solid pitching, McKee catching. Right-handed deal. Low inside, ball 3. Nixon holds the ball a little bit on Kinnaman. Now Nixon's turning around to visit with him. Nothing pitch in there for the strike. There's a very close working affinity between the plate umpire and the catcher. Plate umpires take a lot more from the catcher than he will from anybody else. So that's all an umpire will tell you, that a catcher's in the best position to see where that pitch is than anybody. As pitch high inside, ball 4. So, boy, a walk. Well, they've just brought in Sal Durante, all his own, on the TV side with Mel Allen. They got the baseball, and they got two special police officers going around with it. He's carrying a lot of money, isn't he? And also, they ought to be setting the authenticity of that little agate. He's under surveillance now. Well, here's Bill Stafford, has 12 hits. Swings at a curve. Does not get 13. That's strike 1. Boy at first on the wall. 2 out. One pitch, curve to outside, ball 1. In addition to the two special police officers, there are two other gentlemen. There are 4 along with Durante, the club number 61. The fastball swung out in a strike 2. Now, I don't know for sure whether he caught it. My eyes are not that good, and he got it. And those people around him out there in the beaches, there was no question about the ball. I heard some people say that there'd have to be a very close surveillance on the authenticity of the ball, because they wouldn't have been surprised at what might have been a few fans out there with a ball already in their pocket. One ball, 2 strikes. Salah delivers, and it's a high curve, ball 2. Run 2. Low outside, ball 3. 3-2. Three and two, an automatic run and hit. Boyer down at first. 6-3. Struck him out with a slider. He slammed it down in there. 4 strikeouts for him. 10-5. The total is 1 run. Maris is 61st. 2 hits, no errors for New York. For Boston, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. And we'll just pause for safe identification.
The time, 9 minutes past 3 p.m. Here
Churchill, director of public relations for the Yankees, is over here. Bob, the story, of course, is number 61, and there are a lot of case-hardened fellows who've seen a lot of ball games over there where you work in the press box. What was the reaction over there?
They stood up and applauded, and I've never seen that before, including myself with tears in my eyes, I got to admit it. I got a little emotional over it. I really did.
I think everybody did, didn't
they? It's a very, very exciting thing, and I must say that Roger reacted wonderfully, I thought, and he came up in a step, and he was much more relaxed than he was the day he hit the sixth year, didn't he?
I would think so. Well, he saw that 2-0 pitch coming, and he
certainly did, didn't he? 2-0 pitch. Nobody will ever forget this day, I don't think.
Well, here's the boy that got the ball. I imagine he's excited, too, huh?
Yeah, his name is, I'm not even sure of his name now.
I think it's Sal Durante. Take a second, officer. Is this Sal Durante?
Yes, sir.
And you got the ball?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you're going to get $5,000. You're going to Pacific Coast Flyers. You're going to see the Seattle World Fair. Are you excited, too?
Very excited.
Well, now, let's get a report. Did you catch it cleanly?
Yes, sir.
Did you get jostled for possession of it?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
He said pretty bad, I know, because you could see it. I mean, of course, if you'd been out there, right, you wouldn't have won the ball, would you, friend? Well, let's go along with the ball game. Here is Schilling hitting a drive out into left field on a short hop taken by Lopez for a long single. Chuck Schilling puts the tying run on. Caput is going sixth, apparently. Ford went sixth Friday night. Terry went sixth yesterday. And this is inning six now. Stafford is out there. Just to the top of the order, here's Gary Geiger, the center fielder, 0 for 2. 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. Bob Fischel, the pretty cool customer, to say. He's still all shook up at that home run. And when you get the baseball writers to stand up and applaud, boy, you've doed it. So they say these things all the time. I think the one writer over there who's got the most background on all of this, though, is Dan Daniel, who's the dean, who was writing when Babe Ruth was going. That foul tip stung Howard's hand, and they held time, let him lob the ball back and forth with Stafford. Elson's all right. By the way, Richardson, you remember, had to leave the game the ninth inning yesterday when he was split into. He was not cut, but he's got a little bruise there underneath the ankle, and more of an abrasion than a cut. They didn't have to take a stitch. But he'll be all right. He's playing today. That's curve in for a call, second strike. One ball, two strikes. Geiger, left-hand hitter. Sal Durante in that fabulous baseball. He's being photographed now. Photographers are spawned around. There's some. There's a ground ball down to first to Bob Hill who just went in. I didn't see him. He got put it back to first. Not in time for the double play. Hill takes the showering. There's a bang bang call at second, but Geiger is fast. Left hand hitter. So it's the fourth play down at second base. Hill now at first. Two back. And Geiger on by an eyelash with a fourth out. But in this last game, we better look around and see how they have changed anymore. It's Hale at first. Richardson at second. Two back at short. Boy at third. Lopez in left field. Myers is out in center. We have another at bat or two. Right fielder is Blanchard. Howard back to the plate. Okay. In fact, we better get our minds off at 61st, so that's already in the bank now. And get back to what we're supposed to do out here. Play by play. All right, one ball, no strikes. The hitter is Carl Yastrzemski. He's been up twice and Stafford is standing both times. One swinging, second time looking. He swings and has a high drive out into right center. Blanchard goes over, almost in front of the bullpen. Couple steps in front of the fence, makes the catch. And we have two outs. And the doughty Mr. Mal Jones. Stocky-ish third baseman. Grew up catching the shadows of the stadium. And signed with the Red Sox and has cast a long shadow at Fenway Park.
nothing for the Yankees. Merrick did it. Captain delivers. There goes the runner. The pitch is taken. There's Howard, and Howard can't throw. Geiger got a good jump. And in addition, Stafford came down with a slow, low outside curveball. Howard had to go down to his right, and by the time Elston came up with it, he says, well, there's no reason to throw it on there, just to test my arm. I know I can throw that ball. Goes to stolen base. Pitch is the curve swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Merrick, shielding his eyes with his glove, settles under it, takes it. That's the third out, so the stolen base is wasted. No runs, one hit. Maris will hit third. And the score in the end of 5.5 is Maris 1 and Boston 9.